So he taught philosophy there. So I have met the people who have worked with him, with staff in the college at the Osho time, and I have met a lot of people who were student that time who has studied with Osho, and I collected everything what I could collect from them about my master. I'm trying to write a book in based on those collections. So whatever I've collected from the people who have studied with Osho. So there's some very interesting thing which I found. I would like to narrate few of those stories with you. I'm to share. I think you will like it. When he started to teach in Jabalpur philosophy, there were only 4 students in his class, in a class of philosophy. Many people don't study philosophy because studying philosophy you don't get good job or you cannot get good salary. But his lectures were so attractive that there were only 4 students in his department, but people from other department, they started slowly coming to his class just to hear Osho or just to be with Osho for some time. So he was given a small classroom because there were only 4 students. But soon people from other faculty, science faculty, economic faculty, engineering faculty, they also started coming to attend his class just to hear him, just to be with him for some time. It was very refreshing. His presence was very refreshing. And he was a very good orator. So his class started becoming packed with a student of other faculty who has nothing to do with philosophy. Then the university provided him a larger hall where a lot of people could be accommodated. And that hall also used to get packed in his class because people from all, the student of all other faculty who have time to come, they all used to come attend just to listen him. So that time one student, girl's student, who told me this story, now she's a sannyasin. She was a student of biology. But she said that she fell in love with Osho. She wanted to see him and attend his class because he was so pulling, so attractive. And she said that when he used to talk, people used to go in trance. People were in ecstasy listening to him or looking at him. And lot of people used to feel very meditative after his class. So she said that she used to go in trance and she used to forget her body and sense of body. So one incident she narrated, that one day she came to attend Bhagwan's lecture, Osho lecture, and after that she had a biology class. She was a student of biology. So she was sharpening her pencil with a blade. Those days the clutch pencil were not common in India, so we have to sharpen our pencil with blade. Osho entered in the class and looking at Osho, and when he started, Osho started speaking, she lost whole sense of body. and she was cutting the sharpening the pencil, and slowly she cut the whole pencil because she was not in sense. So she cut the whole pencil, and then she started cutting her finger with the blade, and she has no pain and no sense of body, that she is hurting and she is cutting her finger, and blood started oozing out from her finger because it was sharp blade and she was just cutting it. Then Osho saw it. He came running and told her, "What are you doing? Are you mad?" And then Osho used to wear a lungi and a shawl, and say he tore his shawl and put a bandage over her fingers because it was oozing blood. She said she still keep that piece of cloth as a souvenir because it belongs to Bhagwan's body, Bhagwan's soul. So she told me that it was not only her condition, the many people have reported the same thing, that they used to go in trance and they have to forget that they have other class or they have to some other thing to do. And they used to forget their body and they were in ecstasy. So just listening to him and being in his presence, he was so magnetic, so powerful. Now she is also sannyasi, her husband and she, both are also sannyasi. And I collected many things from the students and staff of the university. One very interesting story which Osho has also narrated during his lecture, he has told it. So Osho fell in love with that tree, and Osho said, he has said in his lecture, that the tree also fell in love with Osho. So they both were in love. So in the early days when Osho started teaching, he was coming to university on bicycle because his salary was minimum 600 rupees a month and he could not afford anything more than a cycle. So he was coming on bicycle. But he was so particular that he used to clean his bicycle every day, and it was a new bicycle and he used to clean it every day. So it was the people said that it was the best maintained bicycle in the university. Very clean, always looked fresh. And he used to clean himself, oil it and keep it in the best condition. So he used to park his bicycle under this tree and hug the tree and sit under the tree for some time. It was a huge tree. And then he will go to class to teach. Then there's one Osho disciple, Matha Kunwar, and she became sannyasin, and later on she remembered and Osho also recognized that she was Bhagwan's past life mother. She also remembered, and then Bhagwan also approved it, that she was my mother in my previous life. So she presented a car to Osho to go to university, a small Indian car. So Osho started parking that car also under the same tree and used to hug the tree and sit under the tree and park his car. Then the university, they objected. That said for cycle it was okay, it was small cycle, nobody can notice. But car is a big thing and everybody parks the car in a parking lot. And the tree was in the garden and it was not allowed to park the car in the garden. So he was asked that you should also park your car where other professor parks their car in the parking lot. Osho said that I have been parking my bicycle for several years under the tree, and I am in great love with that tree. The tree wants that my car should be there. So allow me, and that's not a, that's just a walking space, that's not a, there is no flower or there is no grass that I disturb the park. It's a just walking area. So allow me to park my car under that tree, because the tree very much want that my car should be there. And I also love tree. The administration does not understand this type of language. So they said, no, it's not. You have to park your car where other people park. And there are people who were against Osho in university also, because they were jealous of Osho. Osho was very popular and the student loved him. So other professors were jealous of him because he was getting good respect everywhere. He was called for giving lectures in other programs of the town, and other professors who were senior to Osho, they were not invited. So they were feeling jealous. They were not very happy with Osho. So they created opposition that no, everybody should park the car in the same place. Why is he should be given an exceptional privilege? So administration asked him that it is not possible. You have to park your car from tomorrow. From the same place, he was given a notice that you have to park your car the same place where other people park and not under the tree. It hurt also. He said, I know there's a politics behind, because by parking my car there is not disturbing anybody, and just the tree is happy and I am happy. I am not disturbing the garden, and I am in the shed of that tree, my car also remains cool, because it's Jabalpur, a very hot climate. And then open, the car becomes hot, and it is protected under the trees. He tried to convince the administration, but they didn't agree. You know, Osho is a very arrogant person himself. So he resigned. He said, okay, if you don't allow me to park my car, then I don't want to serve your university. I will go and join some other university. So he tendered his resignation. Just for this small issue. Then the administration become a little bit, because he was a popular teacher, and when the student knew that Osho is leaving the university, they become very angry. They said, he is a prestige of our university. He's invited all over the India for deliver lecture, and he's so popular, getting so popular, and he earns good name for the university, that we belong to his university. So we don't want to lose him. So a student made a protest. Big protest that Osho should be allowed to park his car, or he was not ready. Osho was never he has compromised in life. He was decided, said, okay, I'm leaving, I'm not to work this university. Then because of the pressure of the student, the whole university, it became an issue in the university, and lot of people protested that no, he should be kept in the university. He's a jewel and he's a good prestige for the college, university. So then finally the authority has to yield, and they said okay, because there are so many pressure from the student and demonstration from the student. Then his resignation was returned, and he was asked to continue and park his car under the tree. Then in 1966, when his schedules become too tight and he was invited, he started getting invitation from many towns to deliver lecture or conduct meditation, satsang or meditation camp. It became almost impossible for him to continue in his job. But he never wanted to leave his job. He said that I want to remain independent. I want to earn my own bread. Although the salary was very minimum, 600 rupees a month. But he said, no, I want to remain independent. I don't want to remain dependent on anybody. So he insisted. All the people wanted him to resign from 64 onward. When he conducted his first meditation camp, it was very popular and people demanded that now he should be free and devote total time for us. Also refused. For 2 years, he insisted that no, he will earn his own bread and he don't want to depend upon his friends. But by 1966, it became impossible because he had so many engagements, so many invitations. Everywhere he was wanted in North India. And people said, no, 600 rupees is nothing. We will contribute. We will contribute 600 rupees. So he left the job. So he has to resign. So the day he resigned, the university made a reception for him, farewell reception. And everybody was called to speak about Osho and give him a good farewell. So people will gather in a hall, and Osho was missing. He was not there. So people said, where is Osho? He was found that he was with the tree. He was hugging the tree and saying farewell from the tree that tomorrow I'm not going to come to the university. And a strange thing, people reported me that after Osho resigned, he lived in Jabalpur for next 4 years, up to 70, middle of September 1970. And whenever he has time, he used to come to meet that tree. Whenever he has time, he used to come and sit under the tree, hug the tree. They were in a strange relationship. Whenever he got time, he used to come. He didn't meet any friend in university, faculty, but he just used to sit under the tree and meditate or sit or go back. But in 70, he moved, in May 70, he moved from Jabalpur to Bombay. The reason was that Jabalpur does not have an airport. And Bhagwan was invited from so many towns for several programs. So now it became impossible for him to travel by train because the time used to consume in traveling in train. So that time he wanted to save by traveling by plane. And now people were ready to afford money for it, plane tickets. But there was no plane connection in Jabalpur those days, no airport. So the prime reason was that Bombay has a very good connection from all over the India. Good trains and very good air connection. So prime reason of his moving was connectivity of Bombay city. And there was good communication also, telephone lines. Though in India it was difficult to phone from one city to another city. You have to be a steady line and that was not very dependable. In Bombay it has a better line. for all these reasons, he has to move to Bombay. And Bombay is a very advanced city, rich city. A lot of fans of Osho were there. So they purchased a flat for Osho. There is a street called Pedder Road in Bombay. And a new building was coming up, Woodland Apartments. So then first flat in Woodland Apartment was purchased for Osho. It was a three-bedroom apartment, three-bedroom and with a living room. I visited that place several times when Osho was there. So Osho moved into that apartment in Woodland. And when Osho was leaving the Jabalpur, he went to say final goodbye to the tree, because then... And it's another habit of Osho, I tell you, then whenever he used to leave one place, he never come back to that place again. The living is final living. When he left his village, he never went to village. When he left Jabalpur, he has lived in Jabalpur so many years, but when he left Jabalpur, he never come back. So that was also his habit, once gone, gone forever. The village he was born, Kuchwara, when he left Kuchwara at the age of 7, he never went back again to that village. So he was leaving Jabalpur for good. So he went to say goodbye to the tree. And the strange thing people reported to me, that after Osho left the university and Jabalpur town, it was a huge green tree, very huge, big tree. But the tree started dying, decaying. Even they understand the language of love. And she was in immense love with Osho. Because after he left Jabalpur, that slowly the tree started dying and decaying. And in a few years, it was completely dead. Such a huge and green tree. So plants also understand the language. Bhagwan's gardener was Mukta. She is still alive. She has told me some story. I have collected all this story for my book. So she has also told me a few stories about plants, how plants behave with Osho. When he moved in Pune, 74, actually Mukta donated money to buy the Lao Tse house. She has only money, no sannyasi gave money. So Mukta, she had some money, she was from rich family. So she gave some money to buy the Lao Tse house. And Bhagwan asked her to stay in the same house. So she had lived throughout her life in that same house. And she was given work to look after the garden of Lao Tse house. So she was working since first day till... Now she is sick, she is not keeping good health. But till she was in good shape, she was looking after the garden. So she told me one thing, very interesting. When Bhagwan moved there, Bhagwan used to walk in the garden, and there were a lot of bush and plants and tree. So she wanted to make a clean walkway for Bhagwan so that he could walk in the garden. So she cut some bushes and pruned some branches of the tree so that Bhagwan could walk freely in the garden. She did it without asking Bhagwan and without asking anybody, her own decision. The next morning, Osho called Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is secretary of Bhagwan, and Bhagwan said that, have anybody done any harm to the tree of this garden, or has pruned or cut some branches? Lakshmi said, I will have to check. I don't know. Nobody has asked me permission. Bhagwan says, somebody must have done something wrong, because last night the tree and of this garden and the plants, they all came in my room, in my vision, in my dream, and they were showing that they have no hand. Somebody has cut the hand, and some said that they have no leg. And Bhagwan asked that who did it. Then the tree said that it is your disciple who has made us cripple. So we are without hand or without head or without leg. So it was checked, and Lakshmi found that Mukta had done it. Then Bhagwan asked her that in my garden, never prune anything. Pruning is not allowed, and it continued till Bhagwan is alive. The pruning of the tree or plants was not allowed. Bhagwan said, I don't want a garden, I want a jungle to live. So let the plant grow as it grows, and nobody has right to prune them and cut them and make them in shape. No, let them grow, because they are also my disciple, and they also hurt and they also complain when there's a... So Bhagwan was so sensitive, and even the plants were also in love with Bhagwan, and they were in good communication. So many incident has happened. People have reported me many such incident when animals and plants have behaved very intelligently with Osho. Bhagwan was conducting meditation camp in a small hill station near Bombay, Matheran. Matheran is a small place, a hill station near Bombay. Osho used to conduct meditation camp because he liked mountains and trees. So he used to choose very scenic spot for his meditation camp. In early days, when he was free to conduct meditation camp, he always selected a very good place, like Mount Abu, another hill station. He used to select natural spots, seashore or mountain. So Matheran was one of his favorite spot. It was very close to Bombay. And he has done some meditation camp there. So he used to come in every camp and used to sit on the back when Bhagwan to conduct meditation or deliver lecture without disturbing anybody. Silently he used to sit. And he was the first to come and last to leave. And very silently, never disturb anybody. And when Bhagwan used to go, he used to come to see him off to railway station. He could not communicate, he could not speak, but he was in love. So he used to come to see with other disciples. He also come to see him off. In the last camp, Bhagwan declared that this is my last camp, and I will not come anymore to Matheran. Bhagwan decided not to travel and settled down in one room. So he said, this is my last camp and I am not going to come again. That dog became very sad, very, very sad. And when Bhagwan left Matheran railway station, the dog came to see him off. And the train started running parallel to the bogie where Bhagwan was. Where Bhagwan was in, and it ran and ran. It could manage. Bhagwan many times asked the dog that you go back, but he was running and running till he could, because the train gained this speed, and then it was impossible for him to go parallel with Bhagwan. But till he could manage, he was running and running. Then Bhagwan has told later on that the dog is a very animal of higher consciousness. Sometimes it happens that due to some mistake, some seekers also go into animal kingdom. You might have heard a story of a cow with Raman Maharshi. The cow name was Lakshmi. She used to behave very intelligently with Raman Maharshi, and she became enlightened in the animal body, in a cow body, and her samadhi is still there in Raman Ashram in Trivannamalai, the samadhi of the cow Lakshmi. So she used to behave in similar way with Bhagwan. So Bhagwan said that the dog is also a very high consciousness, but some mistake he has come into the animal kingdom, because some mistake was done in the last life, but still he has consciousness is very high, so that's why he feels my energy, my love. It was not only that dog, the many animals have behaved very intelligently and very differently with Osho. When he was in Napier town in Jabalpur, he used to live, he has a small, very small bungalow, 1-2 room. And he maintained a garden himself, a small garden. He used to work himself in the garden. He loved plants and flowers. So every evening when he come back from university, he used to walk in the garden for some time. And every people notice that a snake will come and walk with Bhagwan every evening. It became a regular thing, and Bhagwan said not to harm a snake, and Bhagwan said the snake is not going to harm me, so nobody should disturb. And snake used to keep a good distance from Bhagwan. There was a flower, line of flowers, so Bhagwan used to walk in one line and the snake will walk in another line. But it will remain in the garden till Bhagwan is in the garden. And when Bhagwan will go to room, it will go into the bush. So it became a daily... Many people have noticed this. The snake was also in love with Bhagwan. And then Bhagwan started getting invitation from Indian cities to conduct camp. And many times he was away from the Jabalpur. But the snake used to come in the same the time when he used to return from university, 5 o'clock. And used to come and wait at the main gate for Bhagwan every day until it get dark. So many people who live around that house, I went there and taken picture of that house and interview the people around, and they told me that it became a daily routine, that when Bhagwan was out of the town, and sometimes he was out of the town for 7 days, 10 days, but the snake will come every day and wait for him from 5 till dark. And after dark, he never disturb anybody, and nobody, Bhagwan has given instruction that nobody should disturb. The animal kingdom also have a sensitivity. Especially snakes are very sensitive. That's why you see a Shiva murti. Always a snake in his neck. So snakes are very, very sensitive. They recognize enlightened people, or they recognize meditators. That's why in India we worship snakes. In Nepal also we worship snake, and we don't hurt the snakes. In Tapovan also, where in the three corners of my room is a jungle. Tapovan is a jungle, and in three corners there are three snakes. We notice them all the time. And then in three corners of my room there are three different snakes. And it has never disturbed anybody. Never disturbs anybody. Just sits there and go back, come sometime, remain sometime, go back. Especially in the summer and rainy season, it comes and sit there. And I have also instructed the whole staff of Tapovan that not to disturb them, and they have never disturbed us. No animal has disturbed us in jungle. So I have also noticed that they have a sensitivity. They can also smell meditation, and they feel good near the meditation. So in temple, especially in India, in Shiva temple, there always snakes are found. Always. In many Shiva temple it has been noticed. And they are worshipped, and they are given milk to drink, and no, people have asked not to disturb, and they have never done any harm to anybody. So far, there is not a single report that they have done any harm to anybody. So the animal also, they have, the plants and animal, they also have a sensitivity. They can smell enlightenment, and they feel good near enlightened people. You might have heard in Bhagavan has spoken about in detail about a spoken to you, iPod ma, kis saath you bird wala, thiyo, sa hai na, yaad sa kaha sa? In my iPod there is a lecture. I will find out sometime. When Bhagavan has talked about a bird. A bird in Pune, in when Pune Ashram started, they built an auditorium for Bhagwan called Chansu Auditorium, where there is Samadhi DJ. So he used to give darshan there every evening, every morning lecture. So every evening during darshan, a particular bird in 1960. It started from 1975 when the Chansu Auditorium was inaugurated on 21st March 1975. So from that day a bird started coming to Bhagwan's darshan evening time, and used to come and sit near Bhagwan on a flower pot. It would sit at the fixed place in the flower pot there was a plants, and it would sit on that plant, and it would sit 1 hour till darshan last, and never disturbed, and remain silent all the time, and when Bhagwan will go, it will go. So it was daily routine, everyday routine. One day it was raining very badly, and there was storm and very rough weather, and the bird could not manage to come to Osho because of the rains and the storm. So everybody was feeling missing, because the bird has become part of the community. Everybody used to love the bird. It used to sit silently on the plants every evening. So that day the bird could not manage. But after the darshan was over, when Bhagwan sat on the balcony of Chansu Auditorium, and you were sipping a cup of milk, sitting with Vivek, the bird came and it has struggled hard to come back to Bhagwan against the current, against the hurricane and against the rain. So she was sick, she was tired of the struggle she has made. So she came and fell on Bhagwan's feet and left her body. Then Bhagwan picked it up and talked next day in the lecture that the bird was in love with me and it has struggled hard to come to darshan, but because of the rain and the storm she could not manage, but she struggled, and when she could come, she came and left her body. So she is also my disciple, she said. She is also my disciple. And Bhagwan asks to make a samadhi of her in the Lao Tzu, a small samadhi, and give a good celebration. So friend, I have collected these stories. I'm writing a book about all these things, mystical things which happen around Bhagwan. Very mystical things has happened around Bhagwan, which is very difficult to understand. Many such incidents are there. So the animal, the plants, not only human beings. Human being has fallen in love with Bhagwan, that could be understood. But the animals and plants, where they don't have awakened mind, but they also can smell the enlightenment. And they have also behaved in a very intelligent way with Osho.